right, what do you got, Pretty Malik?
Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled are both being sued from people who claim they were part of an illegal cryptocurrency scam that took millions of dollars from investors. Now, Floyd and Khaled were both roped in to be the celebrity endorsers for a company called Centratech. If you don't know what a cryptocurrency is, it's like money online. It's not like cash that you can see in front of you.
I met some guy the other day who's making millions from it.
Well, this company didn't make millions. Centratech used Floyd and Khaled as their celebrity endorsers, raised $32 million, but no one saw anything from that in the end. The founders of the company were arrested back in April, and now Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled are part of like a massive lawsuit. Horrible.
So many dodgy people out there, especially when it comes to crypto. Just always be careful. Be careful of who's asking you to do something.
This is true.
You ever invest money into anything, make sure you know all about it.
Everything about it. Now, it's hard to believe, but Kim Kardashian says she's now a more private person. Not according, I don't think according to her latest Instagram post. And it's all thanks to marrying Kanye West. If you didn't know, Alec Baldwin now has a talk show. Kim Kardashian is one of the first guests, and here's what she had to say.
Here we go, Kim.
We'd get our hair and makeup done filming, and when we'd be done, I was like, what is the hottest restaurant in Hollywood? Where can I go? Where can I be seen? It started with Kanye because he lived a more, you know, his work life is very public, but then like when he was off, he was very private. And I was so, everything had to be public for me back then. Now it's like on my time off, I'm like, where are the locations that I could go eat, go on vacation where no one will see us? All I want is privacy. And I never thought I'd ever be to that point.
There we go. But then on her Instagram, she puts up like half naked photos of herself. Yeah. And she's like, I just want privacy. Really? Yeah.
Come on,
really,
girl.
Kim?
Come on, girl.
Her birthday, right?
Yes, yesterday. It was her birthday.
Happy birthday, Kim Kardashian. Finally.
Cardi B tweeted the other day, would you be mad if I was pregnant again? Leading everyone to believe, are you pregnant again?
Yeah.
Well, she was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy asked her about the tweet and having more kids.
Cardi B.
Here we go.
Three or four.
That's a nice number, yeah. And you don't feel like, oh, I need a rest for a while. I need to take it easy.
I do feel like I need a rest, but like, oh my God, like the happiness that my baby brought me, like it's just like I could do this over and over again.
Can I just say, if you did not know who Cardi B was, her voice sounds like it's a character from a movie or Sesame Street.
Yeah.
If you can imagine like little cartoon characters and it's like, there we go. There's
Three or four.
That's a nice number.
Elmo,
yeah.
Elmo.
And you don't feel like, oh, I need a rest for a while. I need to take it easy.
I do feel like I need a rest, but like, oh my God, like,
oh my
the happy.
Oh boy, that tickles.
For me, like, it's just like, I could do this over and over again.
Totally same.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hanging out. We're going to talk about 20 schools in 20 days. Coming up, where are we going next? We'll reveal all. Hang out. This is Jonas Blue, Jack and Rise now.